Night in a city. Lit up windows of office buildings surround a floodlit abandoned building site. Steel girders of different sizes lie side by side on the ground. A red scaffolding tower is erected in the centre. A film by Stephen Knight. A concrete lift shaft has a number 1 painted on it in blue. A person in rigger boots treads down a metal ramp. A cement mixer rotates slowly. Outside the building site, men in high-vis vests and hard hats trudge past a workman who heads towards a silver BMW 4x4. He delves into his pocket and pulls out his car keys as he approaches the car. He presses a button on the key fob and opens the car door. The cement mixer continues revolving. Still standing on the road, he kicks off one of his rigger boots and presses down on the heel of his other boot with a socked foot. He places his soiled boots into a large blue plastic bag and leans into the car, placing the bag on the back seat. He gets into the car and shuts the door. The dials on the dashboard light up as he sticks the key in the ignition. A screen in the centre of the dashboard lights up with the words, "Please wait," connecting to Bluetooth. He pulls a seatbelt across his body and slots it into the buckle. He drives off. A set of traffic lights at a crossing turn from amber to red as the man's car approaches. The blurred red light moves into focus. He slows to a halt and flips down the left indicator. A green arrow flashes beside the speedometer. The man bends down and rubs his rugged face and then looks out at the road ahead. He peers into his rearview mirror as headlights beam in behind him. The traffic lights change to amber, then green. His indicators flash, but he doesn't drive on. The man has dozed off. His eyes flicker back into consciousness and he looks in his rearview mirror at the vehicle behind him. He switches his indicator from left to right and then drives in that direction. Streetlights and lit-up windows pepper the darkened cityscape. The screen on the man's dashboard shows a sat-nav. Cars drive over an elevated intersection onto a motorway.
I can't get the phone right now. Please leave a message.
It's Ivan. I got your message. I'm on my way and I'll get there. I'm in the car now and it'll be about an hour and a half unless there's traffic. Now, if the nurses or anybody wants to talk to me, I'm only on this number. Or if the doctors or anybody at all they need to talk to me, I'll be on this number. That'll be okay. I will get there. And the traffic should be okay.
Lock. The dashboard screen shows the name Bastard with a phone number underneath. Below the number it says dialing.
Hello, can I speak to Gareth, please?
He's not back yet. Can I ask who's calling?
Ivan Locke.
Can I say what it's regarding?
Yes, concrete. Can you tell him that it's urgent? Can you tell him to call me back?
Yeah. Does he have your number?
Yes. Yes, he does.
Sorry, what was your name again?
Ivan Locke.
Something about concrete?
That's right, yes. Can you,
Will he know what?
No, he won't. Something has come up and I need to tell people it's urgent.
Sorry, what?
I said it's urgent. Very urgent, thank you.
Ivan indicates to move into the next lane. The headlights on his car illuminate the lightly falling rain. Out-of-focus headlights dot the road ahead. Ivan scrolls down the contacts on his dashboard screen. He stops on home and selects. He drives under a blue motorway sign which reads M6 London, M1, M42 and M40. Ivan pops something into his mouth and chews.
Hello?
Eddie, it's your dad. Is your mother there?
No, she's not back from the shops yet. She's getting that German beer that you like for the match.
Okay, listen, I won't be back for that.
What?
Something's come up. I can't get out of it.
I'm wearing the shirt. Mum's getting sausages. Oh, yeah, and guess what? She's wearing the shirt as well. Oh, Dad, it's so embarrassing. What did you say about coming home?
I won't be back for the match. I'll have to listen to it on the radio.
Dad, you said you'd be back. It's rubbish on the radio. Mum's doing sausages and all.
Is your brother there?
Yeah, do you want a word?
No. Just tell your mother to call me when she gets back. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, sure.
I love you.
What?
It's okay. Do you know what? Just get her to call me when she gets back.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sure, all right.
Bye.
Bye, Dad.
Ivan's brow furrows and he absent-mindedly strokes his beard. The dashboard screen reads Donald calling. Ivan blows his nose, then presses a button beside the gear stick.
Ivan Locke.
I just got your message. It's a joke, is it?
Look, I know it's a shock, but it will be okay.
Ivan glances at the screen and licks his lips.
Okay.
Yes, I will go through everything with you, and it'll be okay.
You know where I am, Ivan? I'm at the service station. I'm turning the fucking van around. I put the other lads on the hard shoulder. I was halfway home.
Yeah.
What the fuck's happened?
It's a family thing.
Right. Is it a bereavement?
I don't have a choice.
Is it one of the kids?
Donald, look, I just need you to just fix this up and be all right, okay? And solid, which you are. Which you are, okay? Just from when the sun comes up tomorrow morning until when it's all been pumped. I need you to hold it together for me, okay? You won't be alone. I can be on the phone. And I will talk to you every 5 minutes until the pump is finished.
Talk to me, what, on the phone?
On the phone.
What? Have you gone mad?
No, I don't think so.
Ivan, at 5:45 tomorrow morning, we have 350 metric tons of wet concrete being delivered to the site. We've got 200 trucks from all over the fucking country descending on us at 5:45.
355 metric tons and 218 trucks.
Okay, this is a joke, is it?
I have no choice.
Ivan, look, I hate myself even hearing myself even saying this, but if someone has died, like your mother or...
No one is dead,
go,
Donald.
You have to go,
okay?
Tomorrow.
Listen,
after 12.
I need you to just do this, okay? I need you to be there with enough stuff and the right heads when the sun comes up. That's it.
Oh, holy fucking Mary, I can't. I'm a fucking concrete farmer. You've never seen me read it and written down on paper.
You're
I can't.
Okay, listen, you're okay. You know how to run a pump, don't you? You know how to run trucks back to back. And turn trucks back, and you know how to test for
I've
stumps.
Never even shoveled on a pump this big.
Well, it's the same. It's just there's more of it. You just do the same, but for longer. You check it, slump it, send it back if it's piss, and pump it if it's right. That's it.
Ivan pinches his nose and rubs his beard.
Well, what's Garrett say about this?
I haven't spoken to him yet.
Oh, well, he'll go fucking sideways and around the houses. Like
I know.
Arse is on fire.
I know.
Ivan, you're going to get the sack.
I know, Donald.
Jesus, you're the best foreman I've ever fucking worked with. The best site manager. What the hell is it? That's going to make you're going to risk. You're going to risk the sack.
Look, I need you to do this for me, Donald, right? So start rounding up some cowboys, then call me back. I'll be on the road.
The display on the dashboard screen reads Bethan calling. Ivan's hands grip the steering wheel. A gold wedding band encircles his finger. He moves his head from side to side and turns up his sleeve.
Ivan Locke?
Ivan?
Where are you?
I just got admitted. I'm in the labour ward. It's called Bailey Ward.
Did they say how long?
5 centimetres.
What does that mean?
Dilated.
Well, I know what that means, but how long?
They just left me. I'm on my own.
Is there a bell?
What?
I don't know, a buzzer or something to get a nurse.
They just put their head around. They said it could be hours.
Okay, now, are you okay?
I need the loo.
Well, tell them.
There's no one here.
Well, is there a bell?
They don't have bells. What do you mean?
When they put their head around the door, you tell them that you need the lavatory.
It's like a pain I've never had right inside all the way up to my chest.
Have you talked to anyone about the pain?
No, what do you mean? Ivan, what do you mean?
I'm saying, have you talked to anybody about stopping the pain? Have you decided?
Well, they said, let's see.
Well, just have whatever that is, seriously.
What?
I don't know, for the pain, because it's fucking... Jesus, it's...
It's cold and all the windows are open.
Well, tell them to close the windows. And the traffic is okay. Go to the lavatory. I'll be there.
The gauge on the speedometer is at 80.
Have you even told your wife that someone's having your baby?
I'm about to do that. I have a list of things that I have to do tonight when I'm driving.
So am I on a list?
Yes, tonight, yes.
He nods emphatically.
Do you love me?
That's a question you're asking, probably because of the pain or something. How could I love you?
Ivan looks over at the display, home calling. He leans his head back and closes his eyes. He glances out of his side window, then presses a button on the steering wheel.
Hi, love.
Hello, Katrina.
Hi, love. Look, I got you 6 of the German lagers, and I got sausages. I thought we could have hot dogs again. Oh, and guess what? I am finally wearing the shirt.
Ivan touches his forehead.
Ivan?
Did Eddie not give you the message?
What message?
I'm not coming home.
What? What do you mean? It's the match. I'm wearing the shirt.
Which phone are you on?
What do you mean?
I can hear the TV. Can you take this call upstairs, on the phone upstairs?
Upstairs? Why?
I have something to say.
Well, can't I wait until you get home?
I won't be home.
What's happened?
Will you get to the phone upstairs?
What's happened?
Just go to the phone in the bedroom and I'll tell you what's happened.